السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. Last week in the zikr majlis we were discussing this poetry of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, which is actually a zikr. And we discussed the first couplet in which he says, Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de, Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de, teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے. Just to recap it, he says that, O Allah, if it had not been for your fazal, for your ihsan, for your mercy, for your kindness, then it would not have been possible for me to do anything. It's just not possible for me to do anything without your fazal, without your ihsan, without your tawfiq. I can't make namaz, I can't keep fast, I can't give charities, I can't do anything. If you give the tawfiq, then I will be able to undertake these ibadat, undertake zikr, undertake tilawat, undertake dini activities. All these things I will only be able to do, O Allah, if you give me the tawfiq. However, we should not misunderstand this, that if a person does not make his namaz, then he say, Allah didn't give me the tawfiq. Na'uzu billah. A person does not fast, he say, Allah Ta'ala didn't give me the tawfiq to fast. A person commits any haram, then he say, Na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala didn't give me the tawfiq to restrain myself. That will lead to kufr if the person does not understand it properly. If you are going to blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the haram that we indulge in, then you can imagine what that leads to. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He wants to give us hidayat. He wants to give us the tawfiq. If it had not been His intention to give us tawfiq, He would not have sent 124,000 nabis. He would not have revealed the Quran Sharif upon Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would not have made arrangement for us in our own areas, in our own localities, our own countries, to acquire the knowledge of deen, to practice upon deen. All these things show that Allah Ta'ala wants to give us the tawfiq. But there must be a desire in the heart of the person to receive the tawfiq. The water is going to come down from the heavens, but the person must have his container to receive the water. If it rains and the person keeps sitting and the water goes onto the ground and it is absorbed by the ground, then this person says that my bucket did not get full. So if we ask that person that did you take your bucket and put it outside when it was raining, he says no. So then how do you expect it to get full? If it was your desire to get your bucket full, then you should have taken it outside and left it in the rain. It should have got full. Other people's buckets got full. Other people's drums and tanks got full. But you did not take it outside. It shows that you didn't really have the desire to receive that water which was coming down from the heavens. In the same way, there's so much arrangements Allah Ta'ala has made for us to receive the tawfiq. But if we are not going to desire that tawfiq, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to thrust it down our throats. But just for the purpose of understanding, we have to believe that the tawfiq is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because He gives us the strength, He gives us the health, He gives us the intelligence, everything is from Him. So He says, Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچے ہیں سب میرے ارادے. All my plans, my ideas, my desires, everything is useless. Oh Allah, if you do not wish, nothing will happen. I can just keep on planning, that's about all that I can do. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکم, I've explained this in a bit of detail last zikr majlis. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, far too long, oh Allah, I have remained a useless person on this earth. I have been a burden on this earth. I have been one of those people who, when I will go down, then the earth will say that you had been a burden upon me. Now come down and see what I do to your ribs and how I treat you, and see how my snakes and my scorpions and everything begins stinging and biting, because you have been a burden upon me. So, oh Allah, make me from amongst those who, when I go down, then the earth says, when you were walking upon me, you were so pleasant, so pleasing to me. Instead, in fact, because of you, I also remained in place, because you were taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You were obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now come down and see how nicely I treat you. So he says, far too long I have remained a useless person, because I have been just listening and listening and listening, but no amal. So bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Make me a person kaam ka bana de, the person who is making amal, who is doing amal. Just speeches, just listening, it is not going to get us anywhere. So he says, far too long I have been a useless person. Now make me one who is doing the action. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. Far too long I have been in a dream world. Now get me up from this dream of mine. He says, far too long we have been just dreaming. We are dreaming of Jannat, we are dreaming of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qurb and muhabbat and ma'rifat and yaqeen and tawakkul and zuhud and shukr and ita'at. But it's all just dream. When we go outside the masjid, then there is no sign of that dream. If the person wants to see his dream materialize, he wants to see the fruits of his good dreams, then when he gets up, he tries to put it into action. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ اللہ. Now we go forward. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. Say, oh Allah, in this path of reaching you, those who are really desirous of reaching you, those who are really desirous of getting your closeness, your marifat, your yaqeen, those who are really desirous of getting the muhabbat and the love and the marifat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are all using the transport that you have provided. They are flying. Most of them are flying. I am like the speck of dust on the ground. The others are all flying. Somebody is at 30,000, somebody at 60,000, and some awliya-i-siddiqeen have reached the borders. Allah. And some have reached you. They are all making an effort and they are getting there. And if so many people could have got there, then why cannot we get there? It's not just a fantasy. I mean, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not made this deen a special thing for just a few people. Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors open for everyone to become His wali. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Iman plus taqwa is wilayat. Just two things, iman and taqwa. And taqwa is restraining ourselves from haram. And accidental sins, plenty of istighfar and tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will put that person also on the level of the muttaqeen. Now what can be more simpler and easier than that? That the person restrains himself to the best of his ability from all haram and accidental sins, he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala will raise him also to that stage of the muttaqi. So if he's got iman and he's got this taqwa, then he's a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But our biggest problem is the retention of that noor. Like now we are sitting here, some zikr we will make, noor will come. A person is making gash, talim, tabligh, noor will come. He's going for hajj, umrah, noor will come. He's making tilawat, ibadat, noor will come. He's giving charities, noor will come. But then, within seconds, we cause that noor to evaporate and vanish. Within seconds. We don't want to keep it in there. And that is the reason why we can't seem to get connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants us to get connected. And He has kept the doors open for us to get connected. And He has kept this wilayat arm for everybody. But the connection will only come with taqwa. Now we say taqwa is very difficult, so taqwa is not difficult. Choose any person on whom you have real faith, trust and confidence that this person will not mislead me with regards to masail. Any masla that I have, any question that I have, anything that I want to find out, what is the hukam and what is the order of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this person is not going to mislead me. Even if I have to put the whole world at his feet, if I have to put all the crowns and the jewels at his feet, if I have to put all the gold and silver at his feet, he's not going to show me a wrong masla. So the person that you have got trust and confidence on, choose that one person and then ask him the masla, then whatever he shows, make amal on it. Inshallah, for your purposes, that is taqwa. Then there can be plenty of differences of opinion. Somebody could be saying it's halal, somebody could be saying it's haram, somebody could be saying it's makruh tahrimi, somebody could be saying it's makruh tanzihi. Every person on the basis of his knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah will give some fatwa. But for our purposes, this one person whom we have asked, this one masla, it is sufficient. After that, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will not question us. But our problem is that when we have a masla, we want to go and ask 10 maulvis, 20 maulvis. And then the one who will give the ruling which suits our nafs, then we will say, yes, this is the right maulvi. He is the one that we must always contact because he gives the proper maslas. And yet in other masail, then he will go and choose somebody else. So that shows that we are following nafs. We are not following any particular masla. So for taqwa, that's how simple it is. So he says, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Oh Allah, they are all going high, they are soaring high in their aeroplanes. Some are in the spaceship. We don't know where people have reached. And oh Allah, I'm still on the ground. Like that speck of dust on the ground. People are trampling and walking. Why is it that I can't take off? Why have so many people taken off and I'm still there? With all my ibadat and zikr and tilawat and deen work and everything, but still inside my heart there's that emptiness. I find that emptiness, that there is no connection I find, O Allah, with you. When I make sajda, it seems as if I have just got over some ibadat that was farz. It doesn't give me any joy. It doesn't make me feel that I am at your feet. When I put my forehead in sajda, I supposed to be imagining that I am at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Did I ever get in my heart that kind of enjoyment in sajda? And yet some new Muslims are getting that kind of enjoyment. If Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is Mirajul Mu'mineen, did we ever experience any kind of miraj in namaz? From how many years we are making namaz? Did any person experience, with the few exceptions that may be there, who say that indeed when I am in namaz, then I am so connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that there is such enjoyment, such ecstasy, just such pleasure, I feel that I am at the feet of my Allah. So this is what he is saying, and it is not his condition. He had great hal. He was connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He was very pious, a great wali of Allah, a majzoob he calls himself to. It is his humility that he is mentioning this. It is actually for us. That where are we? Have we taken off the ground or are we still on the ground? ND57576547263, please remove your cards. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Say, oh Allah, in your garden, everyone is a flower. His humility again. He says, oh Allah, in your garden, everyone is a flower with beautiful fragrance. So many people are enjoying the sweet fragrance of this garden of flowers. Everyone is a beautiful flower. The only thorn in this garden is myself. I am the only thorn. Everyone is a garden. It means from everybody, someone or the other is benefiting. The flowers don't cause harm to anybody. They give fragrance. They give beauty. When the eye sees it, then the eye also enjoys that beauty of that beautiful rose flower. And when the nose inhales, then that fragrant smell, it brings freshness into the soul also. So everyone is a flower, passing on benefit to everyone. But I am the only one like a thorn, that nobody seems to be getting any benefit from me. The only thing they get from me is injury and pain. Brothers, I'm reflecting on myself. What do we cause to others in our association with them? Do they get some fragrance? Do they get enjoyment? Do they get peace and happiness and satisfaction? Do they get some kind of benefit from us in our company? Or when they are in our company, then they get nothing but injury and pain. So we are like those thorns, causing nothing but injury and pain to the makhluk and to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our neighbors are hurt by our tongue and by our actions. Our own wives and our children have got so much to complain about our actions. Our own friends, if they could help it, they will throttle us. Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, two friends, very, very close friends. One day one of those friends came and told me, Maulana Wasiullah is saying, he says, he came and told me, he says that this friend of mine, if I can help it, I will throttle him. He said, that's the kind of friend he is. Now imagine, what kind of friendship is that where the friend wants to throttle the friend? So our actions are like those thorns, causing injury and harm with our tongue, with our hands, with our feet, with our wealth, with our properties, with our actions, nothing but injury and pain to others. So he says, everyone in this beautiful garden of yours, O Allah, are nothing but flowers, and the only thorn is myself. But O Allah, mujhe bhi kuch fikre akhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein ho. Ya Allah, now I too want some concern of the akhirat, that this world is a temporary abode. We have to leave it and go to the hereafter. So give me that concern of the akhirat, that O Allah, every action of mine, before I undertake it, then I must have the akhirat in front of me. The destination of mine must be in front of me. Where am I going to? Then I must undertake the action. Because I am indifferent. Raha mein bekar zindagi bar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon. Oh Allah, all my life I have remained bekar. Useless, I haven't undertaken any action. But now I want to get into action. He's saying, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq now. Give me the hidayat. And I want to get into action. Far too long I have remained in this indifferent state of mind. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen.
To get this kind of humility in our own lives. Here is a person who is a tahajjud guzar. He is an ashik of Allah, ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnat of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is practicing on. He's got so much of taqwa, he's got wilayat, he's got qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and yet he says, I am a useless person. And we just do little bit of ibadat, little bit of zikr, little bit of some deen work, and thereafter there is no one like us. Pride, anger, show, vanity, all these type of sicknesses and diseases, the more ibadat we make, the more it seems to come into our hearts. Because we are not prepared to make islah of our nafs by some shaykh kamil. So even ibadat leads to takabbur, it leads to ujub, it leads to riya. It is only a shaykh kamil who can shake the person's livers up and say that you've got pride, and this is the ilaj and this is the cure. You've got jealousy, this is the cure. You've got malice, this is the cure. And then follows it up. Then see how that person gets connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah Ta'ala connect each and every one firmly and strongly with him and with Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے.
We will continue inshallah with the other couplets later if Allah gives life and health.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری
اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہم تیرے سامنے ہمارے گنہگار ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں او اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈڈ اور سنفل ہینڈز بیفور یو بٹ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ یو ڈیئرلی لو دا فورگیونس آف دا سنز آف سنرز او مائی اللہ یو اٹیچ دیز بیگنگ بولز ٹو اور باڈیز سو دیٹ وی مے ایکسٹینڈ دم بیفور یو اینی پارٹ آف دا ڈے اور نائٹ او اللہ آل ٹریژرز لائی ود یو یا اللہ دا ٹریژرز آف فورگیونس آر ود یو اے اللہ فرام یور ٹریژرز آف فورگیونس فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس یا اللہ فورگیو آل اور برادرز and sisters who have gathered and oh Allah forgive the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah hum gunahgar hai hum khatakar hai hum gande hai hum napak hai hum siyakar hai hum namak haram hai oh my beloved Allah we are your sinful servants ya Allah day and night we have shown disobedience ya Allah we have shown so much of disobedience to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam oh my beloved Allah you are so compassionate so kind, so merciful, so forgiving that in spite of our sins you are still giving us food to eat, water to drink, clothes to wear, shelter, transport. Oh Allah, so many ni'mats you have been providing in spite of all the sins in the world that we have been committing. Hey Allah, you are so compassionate, so kind, so forgiving. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. Day and night the sins that we have committed, we are ashamed of them. Hey Allah, hum nadib hai, hum sharmin ہے اے اللہ تیرے سامنے ہم کس طریقے سے منہ پیش کریں گے قیامت کے دن. یا اللہ, ہاؤ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو فیس رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اف وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ریمین ان دس فلتی ڈرٹی اسٹیٹ. او اللہ, اف یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو فرگیو اس, دین دیر از نو بڈی ایلس دیٹ وی کین ٹرن ٹوورڈز. دیر از نو ادر ہوم فار اس دیٹ وی کین گو اینڈ بیگ. دیر از نو ادر ڈور فار اس دیٹ وی کین گو اینڈ ٹیپ. او اللہ, بسائڈز یو دیر از نو ون فار اس. اے اللہ, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں. اے اللہ, بس تو ہی ہمارا سہارا ہے. او اللہ, یو آر اونلی سپورٹ. یا اللہ, وی آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ایکسٹینڈ دس ہینڈز بفور اینی ہیومن بیئنگ. یا اللہ, دیر از نتھنگ ان دا کنٹرول آف ہیومن بیئنگس. یا اللہ, ایوری تھنگ از ان یور کنٹرول. یا اللہ, اور سائٹ ان یور کنٹرول, اور ہیئرنگ ان یور کنٹرول, اور اسپیچ ان یور کنٹرول, اور ہینڈز اینڈ فیٹ ان یور کنٹرول, اور ہارٹ مائنڈ اینڈ انٹیلیجنس ان یور کنٹرول. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی آر سیکنگ فرام یو فرگیونس آف آل دا سنز. یا اللہ, ڈو ناٹ ڈیپرائیو اس آف دا نعمتس دیٹ یو ہیو گیون ٹو اس بیکاز آف اور سنز. یا اللہ, نیشنز آف دا پاسٹ ویئر ڈسٹرائڈ کمپلیٹلی وین دے انڈلجڈ ان ایڈلٹری, فونیکیشن اینڈ ادر کائنڈز آف سنز. او اللہ, اٹ از اونلی ڈیو ٹو دا رحمت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ یو ہیو ناٹ ڈسٹرائڈ اس بیکاز آف اور سنز. اے میرے پیارے خدا, بٹ اور ہارٹس آر سفرنگ ریسٹلیسنس, انزائٹی اینڈ وریز اینڈ آل کائنڈز آف پرابلمز اینڈ فیئر بیکاز آف دا سنز دیٹ وی آر انڈلجنگ ان ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. اے اللہ, بٹ ٹو نائٹ وی ہیو گیدرڈ ہیئر فار نو ادر پرپز بٹ ٹو سیک فار گیونس فار ایوری سن دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ان اور لائف. او اللہ, فار گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فار گیو اور پیرنٹس, فار گیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, فار گیو اور بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز, فار گیو دا انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, ڈو ناٹ کال اس ٹو اکاؤنٹ, ڈو ناٹ سیز اس بیکاز آف دا سنز دیٹ وی آر انڈلجنگ ان. فار گیو دا سنز آف اور آئیز, فار گیو دا سنز آف اور ٹنگز, فار گیو دا سنز آف اور ایئرز, فار گیو دا سنز آف اور ہینڈز اینڈ فیٹ, فار گیو دا سنز آف اور ہارٹس اینڈ مائنڈز. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی آر سیکنگ فرام یو. یا اللہ, یو بیکم ہیپی اینڈ پلیز دا مور وی سیک فرام یو. یو آر ناٹ لائک ہیومن بیئنگز ہو بیکم ڈسپلیزڈ اینڈ اینگری اف وی ہیو ٹو بیگ آف دیم. یا اللہ, یو بیکم مور اینڈ مور ہیپیئر دا مور وی بیگ آف یو. یا اللہ, دیر فور وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ دیز بولز بیفور یو. یا اللہ, وی آر سیکنگ فرام یو لانگ لائف, لانگ لائف وتھ گڈ ہیلتھ. یا اللہ, بلیس ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس وتھ لانگ لائف, بٹ وتھ گڈ ہیلتھ, وتھ گڈ اسپرچل ہیلتھ اینڈ فزیکل ہیلتھ. Ya Allah, bless our children, our wives, our families, our brothers and sisters in the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with joy, with satisfaction, with contentment. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with zuhd. اے میرے پیارے خدا, فل اور ہارٹ ود زہد, فل اور ہارٹ ود قناعت. یا اللہ, فل اور ہارٹ ود سیٹسفیکشن, ود کنٹینٹمنٹ, ود زہد, ود تقوی, ود توکل. اے اللہ, ہمارے قلوب کو تو یقین سے بھر دے. فل اور ہارٹ ود یقین اینڈ ٹرسٹ ان یو مائی اللہ. فل اور ہارٹ ود صبر اینڈ ود شکر. یا اللہ, کلین اینڈ پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف گریڈ, پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف پرائڈ, پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف میلس اینڈ گریڈ, پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف انوی اینڈ جیلسی, پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس آف filthy passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, because we are seeing so much of haram, we are listening to so much of haram, we are speaking so much of haram, we are consuming so much of haram, our hearts have become engulfed with indecent desires and passions. Hey mere pyare khuda, آج گناہوں نے ہمارے دلوں کو گھیر لیا ہے. یا اللہ, our hearts have become pitch black. So much of Quranic verses we listen to, so much of hadiths we listen to, so much of incidents of the awliya-i-kiram we listen to, but it has no impact on our hearts because of the great indulgence in sins. But oh Allah, you are forgiving. You can change the condition of hearts within seconds. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, if you could have changed the hearts of the sahaba-i-kiram, they were indulging in kufr, they were indulging in shirk, they were indulging in all kinds of sins and vices. Oh Allah, they used to drink, they used to gamble. Ya Allah, they used to murder, they used to commit adultery and fornication, they used to bury their daughters alive. But oh Allah, when you changed their hearts, when you made them the companions of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you blessed them with Iman and with Islam, Ya Allah, they became the guide for humanity. Ay Allah, jab tu unke qulub ko badal sakta hai aur unko radiyallahu anhum bara sakta hai, what is it difficult for you, oh my Allah, to change the condition of us sinful ones? Ya Allah,
what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our hearts? Ya Allah, show us the path that leads to you. Ya Allah, take us on the road to that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. Take us on the road that leads to Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your obedience and the obedience of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs do not want us to get a taste and an enjoyment of Iman. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs do not want us to get anywhere close to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan hum par ghalib aa chuke hai. Ya Allah, they have overpowered us. But oh my Allah, who can save us from nafs and shaitan except you? Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, when a person has got a huge ferocious dog, the only way that a person can get to the master is by ringing the bell. Ya Allah, therefore we are ringing the bell. We want to get connected with you so that you save us from these dogs of nafs and shaitan. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to make a taat of yours. Ey Allah, tere samne jhukne ki tawfiq ata farma, tere samne rone ki tawfiq ata farma, tujhse mangne ki tawfiq ata farma. Ey Allah, hum gande hai lekin tu to hamara maabood hai, tu paak karne wala khuda hai, tu gunahgaron ko maaf karne wala khuda hai. Oh Allah, we are seeing so many janazas leave from every different area. Ya Allah, ek din hamara janaza bhi chalega. Ya Allah, hamara janaza bhi ek din chalega. Oh Allah, our janaza is also going to be shouldered someday. Ya Allah, we have got no good amal to our credit. How are we going to answer in the grave? How are we going to answer on the day of judgment? Ya Allah, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you are kind. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with Mubarak death. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, how long are we going to remain hypocrites on this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to have nifaq and hypocrisy in our hearts? Ya Allah, ہم دنیا کو دکھلانے کے لیے عجب اور ریا کے اندر کب تک مبتلا رہیں گے؟ یا اللہ, when are we going to do عمل with اخلاص؟ یا اللہ, بس تو ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ, موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, غسل میت سے پہلے پہلے ہمیں غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, before the water is poured over our bodies, یا اللہ, before we are turned right left, oh Allah, before the camphor water is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq of taking the bath of tawbah. Ya Allah, ghusle tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, before the libas of kafan is put on our bodies, give us the tawfiq of putting the libas of taqwa onto our nafs. Ey Allah, hamein libas-e taqwa ki tawfiq ata farma. Ey Allah, hum sabko teri zaat-e-ali ke saath qurb naseeb farma. Make each and every one of us that fish which swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, tere marifat ke darya ki machli hamein bana de. Ya Allah, tere marifat ke darya ki machli hame bana de. Ya Allah, make each and every one of us connected with you firmly and strongly. Ya Allah, connect the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with you. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the hardships and the problems that the entire ummat is facing in the world. Oh, by Allah, there is nobody to pass the hand of love and affection over the heads of the ummat anymore. Ya Allah, ummat ke liye koi rone wala bhi ab to nahi raha. Ya Allah, jo kuch auliya-e-kiram aur mashayikh-e-azam اور اہل اللہ امت کے لیے روتے ہیں, اے اللہ ان کے آنسوؤں کی لاج رکھ لے. اے اللہ, امت کے حال کے اوپر رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ, جتنے دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما, تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما, ان کے اجتماعات قبول فرما, جو بھی تیری راہ کے اندر قربانیاں پیش کرے اس کو قبول فرما, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, دارالعلوم کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, connect each and every one of us with you. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his time the kuffar, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen, they caused him great injury and pain and harm. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko rahat aur chain ki neend lene nahi diya. But oh Allah, these days we are the cause of the injury and pain of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madina Tayyiba, Ya Allah, when there is going to be so much of music and film and videoing and all kinds of filth, ay Allah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your protection from all fitnas. Fitnas are lashing at us from front of us, behind us, right and left. They are pouring into our homes via the satellite television. Ay Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Abare bazaaron mein fitna, school mein fitna, college mein fitna. اے اللہ دکانوں میں فتنے، مکانوں میں فتنے، اے اللہ ہم تیرے گندے بندے کہاں جائے، اے اللہ تو ہی ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ گیو اس دا ہمت اینڈ دا کریج اینڈ دا سٹرینتھ ٹو ریسٹرین اور سیلز فرام حرام، یا اللہ گیو اس دا ہمت اینڈ دا کریج ٹو فائٹ اگینسٹ نفس اینڈ شیطان لائک لائنز، یا اللہ وی ہیو بیکم لائک فاکس، میک اس لائک لائنز اگینسٹ نفس اینڈ شیطان، اے اللہ واٹ کین نفس اینڈ شیطان ڈو if you are going to protect us. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and the himmat. Ay Allah, is din this duniya se jab jane ka waqt aaye to zubano ke upar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah jari farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them cure.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them cure.
Ameen.
Those who are in hospitals, give them cure.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, wherever they may be ailing, give them cure.
Ameen.
Give us spiritual health and physical health.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, bless them with plenty of halal rizq and sustenance and remove all the financial difficulties and worries. Ya Allah, interest has been a curse for the ummah. Ya Allah, when you have declared it a curse, when you have declared it a war against you, how can a person ever be successful if he is taking or giving interest? Hey, mere pyare khuda, give us the realization that in your disobedience lies nothing but destruction. Hey Allah, it lies nothing but humiliation, disgrace and suffering. Ya Allah, save us from taking and giving interest. Save us from going to the gambling dens.
Ameen.
Save us from adultery and fornication.
Ameen.
Save us from all those actions which bring about your wrath
Ameen.
And anger. Hey Allah, ab to marne se pehle pehle, hame aise amal ki taufeeq ata farma jisse tu razi ho.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, we are seeing, we are hearing, we are listening. Ya Allah, every day we are observing. There are so many people who are leaving this world suddenly.
Yes.
Ya Allah, instant deaths are taking place. And no more by single and ones and twos. Ya Allah, thousands of people, one earthquake, one flood, and they are gone. Ya Allah, how can we be in sins when we do not know where the angel of death is going to strike, when he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike the sword of death, where he is going to extract the soul from our bodies, we do not know. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we are going to live for 1 second or 1 hour or a few years. Only you are aware of that. Ya Allah, therefore give us the tawfiq to turn towards you. Ya Allah, bless us with a happy life on this earth. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirah. You have not deprived us of making use of the great ni'mats that you have provided in this world. Give us the tawfiq to make use of it in accordance with your instructions, in accordance with your pleasure. Ya Allah, give each and every one of us fit dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana, the best in this world and the best in the akhirah, and protect each and every one of us and the entire ummah from the azab of akhirah. Hey Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hajjatul wida ke jitni bhi duaye mangi thi, ya Allah, wo sab khair hame naseeb farma. Ya Allah, our parents, if they are living, give them long life, good health. Ya Allah, prosperity and happiness. And if they have passed away and they have gone to the qabars, then oh Allah, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Ey Allah, sare alam ke musalmanon ko tu hidayat kamila tamma ata farma. All the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for the ummat, especially in hajjatul wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne 124,000 sahaba e kiram ke saath, ey Allah, wo kaisi paakiza jamaat thi, what a purified soul those sahabas had. Ya Allah, 124,000, each and every one with a purified and a clean heart. Ya Allah, what kind of duas they must have made. Ya Allah, that kind of jamaat the earth will never have again. The heavens will never witness a gathering of that nature again. Ya Allah, hum jama hote hai to hamare qulub ke andar nifaq, hamare qulub ke andar, ay Allah, mail, hasad, kibar, riya. Ay Allah, wo jab jama hue to paakiza qulub the. Ya Allah, all the duas that they made on that occasion, especially Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad, after touching the Rukn-e-Yamani, under the Mizab-e-Rahmat he so cried so much, in the Hatim he made namazes and cried so much. Oh Allah, at the Multazam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beard Mubarak used to get wet with his tears. Oh Allah, he was masoom and sinless. For whom was he crying? Multazam se
چمٹ کر کے میرے پیارے نبی نے جو کچھ مانگا، اے اللہ مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو کچھ مانگا، صفا مروہ کے اوپر جو کچھ مانگا، اے اللہ مینا میں جو کچھ مانگا، مزدلفے میں جو کچھ مانگا، اسپیشلی ایٹ عرفات فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب، مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، اے اللہ سو مچ آف ٹیئرز ہی شیڈ فار دی امت، آل دی دعاز دیٹ ہی میڈ آن دیٹ اوکیژن، بلیس اس ود آل دیٹ گڈنس، بلیس اور پیرنٹس ود دیٹ گڈنس، اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن ود دیٹ گڈنس، دی انٹائر امت ود دیٹ گڈنس، اینڈ فرام آل دی ہارم، فرام آل دی فتنہز، فرام آل دی مسچیف، فرام آل دی کرپشن دیٹ مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آسک فار protection. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who haven't accepted Iman, bless them with Iman. But those who have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Iman, aur wo musalmanon ke liye rode bane hue hain, unko Aad aur Samud ki tarike se halak farma. Mujahideen e Islam ki har jagah par madad aur nusrat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله